And we turn now to our regular look at the business of advertising. Slate's Ad Report Card columnist Seth Stevenson just flew in from a reporting trip, and boy, are his arms tired. Not from flying, but from lugging his suitcase. No wonder a new luggage ad caught his attention.
We here at Ad Report Card tend to notice the outliers, those spots that grab our attention through mesmerizing cheesiness or miscast celebrity, such as Bob Dylan for Victoria's Secret. But it's good to remember sometimes that an ad can get the job done without getting overly weird. Take, for instance, a new spot for Samsonite luggage. Not too flashy, quietly effective. You'll find no celebrities here, no outrageous sight gags, no insane non sequiturs. Instead, this ad employs an even more shocking stratagem. It focuses on the product. We see a blonde woman wheeling a bright red suitcase through an airport terminal, and then down the bustling sidewalks of a foreign city. Man, does she look like she's having fun. And her suitcase is remarkably agile. It glides through the crowds with almost unnatural ease. How does it do that? The announcer clears it up.
Samsonite spinners. 4 wheels, 0 effort.
This lipstick red suitcase has an extra set of wheels that lets it spin around for better maneuverability. We see the luggage in action, so we instantly understand why this innovation matters. It's a key selling point, and it's properly front and center. Maybe it's because I've checked out my fair share of suitcases, but I also noticed a bold shift in tone for Samsonite. I've always considered it a staid, clunky, middle-of-the-road kind of brand, the Buick of luggage. Suddenly it's throwing jazzy world-beat tunes at us. Samsonite's global brand director confirmed that this spot is an effort to freshen things up. Samsonite's the category leader in luggage, but especially compared to competitors such as Tumi, it was getting a tad musty. Cue the hipness infusion. Samsonite hired a French director who used lots of handheld shots for an energetic feel. For the street scenes, he hoisted the camera on his own shoulder and waded through the crowds. They hired a museum-quality blonde to serve as an attractive accessory to the suitcase. They found a pair of offbeat, arresting locations. An airport in Belgium. Is anything sleeker than the public spaces in Benelux countries? And the streets of Caracas, Venezuela. Most important, they hired Belgian composer Fritz Sundermann and commissioned a fantastic piece of original music. Sundermann put together a Brazilian inflected pop track with some vocals from famed chanteuse Isabel Antena. Samsonite didn't want lyrics to distract from the visuals, so Antena just scats her way around the catchy melody. Each time I see the ad, this tune infects my brain for hours. It's like the Astrid Gilberto hit that never was. In fact, it's like the Astrid Gilberto hit that was. I also love that the suitcase is red. It's a splash of color that draws our attention straight to the product. But the color is also a branding move. The majority of Samsonite's customers are male and business travelers, and the brand is eager to attract more women and more leisure travelers. I give the ad an A-. Doesn't this spot make travel look easy? Here I am in the airport, and then, whoosh, here I am in Caracas. All smoothed out by some cool Brazilian bossa.
Opinion from Seth Stevenson, who writes the Ad Report Card column for Slate. You'll find a link to the video of this ad at slate.com.